2 weeks. I missed one day of work. And then for 2 weeks, I lived with it. I learned how to compensate for it. I, even though the room tilted a little, if I kept my head a certain way, it didn't move, and then eventually it went away with drugs. But, yes, I went, you go on. Unless, of course, I mean, if you can't go on, like the show doesn't go on if you can't go on. But if you go on, the pro goes on.
Monday night of this week, I'm sitting at home thinking, what am I going to ask you? And I thought, well, I want to bring up Tom Snyder, who subbed for you when you were sick and is now doing a show. And I wanted to get into the aspect of, hopefully, and maybe it's the fact I'm trying to make something happen, that long-form radio is coming back. That there was a time when, for example, I do a five-minute newscast. After 2 minutes, there's an opportunity for stations to cut away. You get the feeling that if you could let stations cut away after 10 seconds, a lot of them would carry 10 seconds of news. Is there not a reacceptance of talk, of long form? Is network radio, it'll never be the same as it was.
Well, it's come back a long way. We were one of the forerunners of that, and that makes me feel good. But it's an AM savior. AM is in trouble. 70% of America listens to FM. Used to be the other way around. When I started, it was 95% AM. Now it's 70% FM. And AM has to do something it can do well. And what it can do well is talk and inform. So long-form programming comes back. What do 50,000-watt stations like WR and WTOP and and KDAR and KDAL and whatever they are, KFI, what do? With all of this, do they just play music? They're going to get racked because you can hear music better on other stations. So they have to do other things. So they carry Major League Baseball, basketball, hockey. They carry football on Sundays. They bring to the AM listener talk, information, news. That's what they do. That's what they do best. We fit that need. Along comes others, Tom Snyder, others that fit a need. You got to do it well. If a station depends on it, it's in trouble. If Larry King and Tom Snyder are your, the thrust of your day, if we're leading your rating period, you're in trouble. Your local still should be the bulwark. But is there a place for it? Yes. If you're interested in long-form programming, there's never a better opportunity than the 80s and 90s, especially cable, too, because cable's showing the way to television. I have no idea what TV's going to look like in the year 2000. I do not think there will be an NBC network as you now know it, with sitcoms at 9 o'clock at night. I think there'll be sitcom channels. And all news channels, and all sports channels, and all weather channels, and all quiz show channels. There's going to be you know what television's going to look like? Radio. It's going to be formatted. It's going to be like radio. And radio's going to, and it will be, have this huge pie and places for everything. There'll be radio shows on cable. There's no way to even imagine what it's like. The other day I did a book tour without leaving a studio. I sat in a studio in New York and talked to 15 markets. Each one took 10 minutes. I sat there, and they got on the bird, and they talked to me. Mm-hmm. And I was on in Boston, and then I was on in Detroit, and I'll be on Sunday in Dallas. And nobody moved.
And the bird is saving small market radio.
Correct.
And the bird is not having to pay those phone bills.
Don't have to pay phone bills. It's incredible, and it's impossible to forecast. But if I were interested in coming in today, boy, would this be a wonderful time to be coming in. Wonderful time to be coming in. More opportunities everywhere. More exposures. More outlets. You got to have faith in yourself. That I can't give you.
Two quick questions. The book is full of people you've talked to. If you could do as Steve Allen did on his show, Meeting of the Minds, and talk to people who aren't around anymore, whom would you like to have talked to?
Christ, immediately I would like to talk to Christ. I'd like to do the interview in a synagogue, which would be the only place he'd know.
Sure.
He would have no idea what a Baptist is. What is a Catholic? It would be fascinating to get his thoughts on as he looks. What is a Protestant? I mean, that would blow his mind. I mean, had a fight inside, and it's a problem.
That's right.
And get his view of the world, and was he the son of God, and did he preach, and what do you think? What do you think of Judas? Lincoln would be a fascinating character because he was a manic, depressive. Hitler would be way up on the list. I'd love to interview Hitler. Any interviewer worth his salt loves demonic geniuses who think they are right. Anybody who's caught up in a web of something is just wonderful to ask questions to because they're not going to have their guard up. Hitler would have been a great interview. He would not have been political. Would not have been political. Gaddafi would be a great guy to interview. See, Margaret Thatcher does not excite me. I mean, she can be a wonderful person and a fine leader, but she wouldn't excite me as an interviewer. Gaddafi would excite me. So my first would be Christ. Certainly American would be Lincoln. And I'd like to interview him now, looking at the scene now.
Mm-hmm. There's one big difference between talking to you now and talking to you 10 years ago at Mutual. There's no smoke in here.
No, there's no smoke, folks. He doesn't smoke anymore. I stopped on February 24th, 1987. I had a heart attack. That stopped me. I didn't stop me. It stopped me.
It stopped you. The last thing I want to ask is, in that time when you were recuperating and you were off the air, what is it like for someone who is as visible and as audible as you are to be told, hey, you're going to have to cool it for a while?
It ain't easy.
Is it as much a withdrawal, for example, in some ways as giving up cigarettes?
No, because, one, you know you're coming back, and two, you're so happy to have pulled through. Like when I woke up from surgery, I didn't think I'd wake up because everything was going so good for me, and now I got to have quintuple bypass. When I opened my eyes, I was fantastic. And I enjoyed the time off. I went down to Florida for 2 weeks. I wasn't excited about coming back. You know, when you know you got your place and you made it, you enjoy some time away. You do. Mm-hmm. I didn't have that kind of need. I always like coming back, but I don't have that need. It's a totally different thing. It's like going to a racetrack. Racetracks were a lot different when I need.